This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, every time there's a mass shooting, someone on the left goes on about how these are uniquely American. They say that other countries don't have these problems, and since these statistics aren't easy to find with a quick Google search, what you do find, depending on what you actually type in as your search string, are usually articles claiming it's as all-American as baseball and apple pie. But is it? Is it truly uniquely American, this kind of phenomena? Former President Barack Obama, for example, declared after the 2015 shooting at a historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina, that left 9 people dead and 3 injured, that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. And he went on to say it does not happen with this kind of frequency. Implication is the U.S. is relatively laissez-faire. You know, we have a laissez-faire approach to gun control, and therefore we are at fault. Well, according to PolitiFact, the first sentence was incorrect, noting that between 2000 and 2014, there were 23 incidents of mass shootings in 10 other countries beside the United States, though it added the second sentence was not quite as wrong as the first claim. The most commonly accepted measure of crime in events per 100,000 or dead per 100,000. Even then, we are fourth on the list of mass murder deaths per 100,000. Compared to number 3, Finland. Number 2, Norway. And number 1, Switzerland. Number 1 is Switzerland, go figure. Mass murders, as well as the far common, you know, ordinary murders, are disproportionately committed by persons with severe mental illness problems whose actions are clearly a consequence of those problems. And the U.S. is not alone in suffering from the consequences of their actions, whether they involve firearms or not. Now, for many people, it would probably surprise them to find out that there are many mass murders committed with weapons other than firearms. A third of mass murders don't involve guns at all. In 15 incidents, the victims died in a fire. In 20 others, the killer used a knife or a blunt object. And let's be clear here, if a third of all mass murders involve weapons other than guns, there's no reason to assume a total ban of any type of gun, or even guns in general, would stop murder. Currently, the anti-gun zealots are calling for bans of the so-called assault weapon and want them off the streets, but they forget that the Virginia Tech killer murdered 32 people with a Glock 19 and a Walther P-22. Those are handguns that would be minimally impacted by any assault weapon ban. The killer at Luby's Cafeteria also used handguns to slay 23 other people, in this case a Glock 17 and a Ruger P-89, even Charles Whitman at the University of Texas Clock Tower. He gunned down 17 people, and he only had one semi-automatic rifle, an M1 carbine, which would likely have survived any assault weapon ban in 1966. These incidents aren't isolated. In fact, the trend of using modern sporting rifles for these heinous crimes is fairly new. That means there's absolutely no reason to assume an assault weapon ban or a ban on bump stocks would actually have much of an impact on these events. Mental health is the bigger issue here. In almost every one of these cases, the killer has some sort of mental disorder. You can tell that by the fact that they're going and killing all these people. This includes cases where they are barred from access to firearms for whatever reason, but still manage to shoot people. It also includes those who didn't use a gun to commit mass murder. when the anti-gun crusaders use these mass murders to justify anti-gun legislation, all they're doing is using the smoke and mirrors of the mass killing to trick the American people into siding with them. They're using the horrors of the event to manipulate the public, all the while lashing out at any pro-gun activist or politician who dares to politicize the event. Remember, they can use the bodies of the dead as a soapbox, and we don't get to do that. So, but the deeper point is that all these killers are mentally unhealthy. They're sick people who often aren't getting treated. Part of that is mental health treatment is tricky. It's not like you can take a little blood, stick someone in an MRI machine, then look at the information and say, you suffer from clinical depression. That, unfortunately, is not how it works at all. Instead, clinicians have to ask questions, take the answers, and try to tease out the diagnosis. And if they get it wrong, when they get it wrong, most of the time not much happens. But all it takes is one person to change everything. And it's easy enough for people to want to claim that this is a uniquely American event, but it is not. Every country has mentally unbalanced people, and those people may decide to kill a whole lot of people for whatever reason, insane though it may be. And we need to stop pretending it's about guns for crying out loud and actually deal with it by addressing the causes of these crimes. If all of a sudden, vehicular homicide, that is a new thing. That's recently been happening a lot, especially on the terrorist front. Nobody's talking about banning cars. And they shouldn't, because it wouldn't stop anything. But that's terrorist attacks. Although, I could argue that it takes a degree of mental instability to want to slam into a group of helpless pedestrians and get out and start stabbing them, right? And that would be my thing. I'd be saying, well, yeah, that kind of looks like that to me. So, part of the stigma attached to this, there used to be mental health hospitals. You used to be able to go to a mental health hospital and check yourself in if you wanted to. And that's if you recognize what's going on. And then the stigma began to attach itself to it. Now, you don't have to go to a mental health hospital. You can get mental health drugs, doled out to you by your general practitioner. Which, that sort of sounds odd to me that you can do that. That's a little bit like going and getting, I don't know, marital advice from your diesel mechanic. Two totally different fields, but yet you've got somebody saying, well, I can help you out with that. Nobody goes to a psychiatrist to get their broken leg set. Why would you go to your general practitioner to get put on Xanax? Or any of these other drugs. Xanax is the only one I know. I have thankfully never taken any of that stuff. I did take Oxycontin when I was in the hospital, but they made me do it. And I didn't like it, and I don't take it no more. So, anyway. The other thing is that, proportionally speaking, we have bigger populations in most of these countries. Not as big as that, some of these countries like India, for example. I have no idea how many people get murdered there. But I'm sure it's impressive. I am sure it is impressive. And I don't care how you get murdered there. If they're out there, well, there's no guns, so they're not getting killed by guns. Big deal. Big deal on that one. I don't see how that's a plus. Well, I was killed, but I wasn't killed by a gun. India has some really wicked bladed weapons and tools out there, so bear that in mind as you go forward and if you're looking around, because some of these countries are very, very violent compared to ours, especially the UK. Especially the UK. But is it a unique event to here in the United States? No, it isn't. Not at all. We just live here and hear about it more here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This has been a day, let me tell you. A day. Now I got two more videos to shoot. I got another gun to shoot. I got another bag to review. Sometimes it's good to be me. I dig it. Anyway. Among some of my friends, gun control advocates are liars. And among other my friends, they're just complete and total idiots. Now, couldn't they be just people who willfully tell falsehoods while being complete and totally idiotic? I mean, couldn't we come together on that, brothers, sisters? I beseech you. There doesn't have to be or, it can be and. And it's certainly possible that they're both. And the latest example is what makes me ask the question. That's coming from the New York Times, in particular columnist Gail Collins, who writes this little ditty. The House Judiciary Committee just voted to make it impossible for a state to always keep people convicted of violent offenses from carrying concealed weapons. With a beginning like that, you just know what's going to be good. You know that you're going to read a reasonable discourse on the topic of national reciprocity, right? Yeah. But I digress. Let me continue here. That was just a detail in a very long day and really dreadful debate about the right to bear arms. In a normal world, it might be the talk of the dinner table, but really this week hardly anyone noticed. On the one hand, you had Garrison Keillor and Matt Lauer getting canned for sexual harassment, and on the other, there's the President of the United States circulating a picture of a Muslim beating up a statue of the Blessed Virgin, about which the presidential spokeswoman said, whether it's a real video, the threat is real. And I haven't even gotten to the tax bill or North Korea. Good grief. But still, guns. Attention must be paid. If you count every gun crime that involves four more victims as a mass shooting, we've had 397 so far this year, including the ungodly tragedies in Las Vegas and the small Texas church. Nobody does that, by the way. You'd think the National Rifle Association would go away and be quiet for a month or two, but no, its minions in the House of Representatives are busy on Wednesday getting committee approval for a bill that would make it impossible for states to impose their rules about carry concealed weapons on people who are visiting from someplace else. Instead, we're supposed to respect the judgment of the state whence they came. People, do you have this kind of confidence? We're having this conversation 2 weeks after Wisconsin eliminated the age limit for hunting licenses. So far, there are 1,800 happy Wisconsinites under the age of 10 with the right to put their little fingers on the trigger. Several less than a year old. You know, these anti-gun leftists, some of the stuff that they say and do just makes you want to, I don't know, punch them. Really? Gail, there's a huge difference between a concealed carry permit and a hunting license. And national reciprocity has nothing to do with hunting, and Wisconsin's decision to eliminate the age for a hunting permit doesn't mean that small children will be running around the woods unsupervised. In fact, it's kind of impossible for most kids to go hunting on their own anyway, what with the needing a ride to the hunting land in the first place. But I know, let's not let facts get in the way of an argument, kind of like the opening line. You see, Gail's worried about people convicted of violent offenses walking around with concealed guns and police being unable to do anything about it. What she misses is that people with concealed carry permits, you know what they're not? Well, they're not convicted of violent offenses. That's right. You can't get a permit if you have been convicted of a violent offense, and the background check process is more detailed for concealed carry permits in every single state than even the background check to buy a gun. It's why the Sutherland Springs killer could buy a gun at a gun store but not get a carry permit in Texas. It's because that part of the system actually worked. And further, people with concealed carry permits are the least likely people to commit a crime. And all of this information is out there. It's all out there. I mean, you don't have to search me to find it. It's all out there. And so I'm left wondering if Gail Collins and people like her are just dumb, or if they're willfully lying on the pages of the nation's largest newspaper in order to sway people to their way of thinking. I mean, you know, it's possible they're repeating someone else's lies, like the 397. I heard that Kaskins guy in... from Maryland in the markup in the House Judiciary talking about the 397 mass killings. crime is designated the way it is by the FBI for a reason. And I know the FBI has been politicized, but in some parts they're not. And this is one of them, because if they were going to politicize it, they would, without a doubt. But for some reason, they haven't politicized that. And the FBI says there's about four per year. Four of these types of killings. Four of the type that of the Pulse nightclub, of the Sutherland, Texas, of Las Vegas. Not 397. If you have a bunch of gangbangers that roll up on each other and six of them get shot and killed, that's not the same thing as the Charleston AME Emanuel Church. I'm sorry to tell you that. At least, if they would actually take time to see what the other side is saying, that being me and you, at least they would know that we don't want violent criminals walking the streets with concealed weapons either. And you'd also know that this bill is not going to allow that. But that's going to blow the narrative away. We can't have that. See, when they were doing the markup, the Democrats kept talking about all these people with hidden guns. Which, hey, if you want to go open carry nationwide, I'm good with that. I'm real good with that, but you don't want to do that either. You just don't want anybody carrying guns, and we see that. It was very apparent watching you guys talk because, one, it was quite nauseating to watch you just hammer on, hammer on, hammer on, and it was sort of interesting to watch Bob Goodlett slap you around a little bit. But who was it? There was like there's three or four that were just going on and on and on and on about it, including that Kaskins guy. And he was raising his voice and everything using that old Democratic tactic. If you yell, well, people will believe you. Except when it came time for a vote. Every one of their little amendments got shot down. They would, A9, then they'd call for a roll call vote, and then it gets shot down anyway. And they'd be like, well, we've got you on record for voting for it. Well, big deal. That's why we put them in there. So it's working for us. I don't know about your people. So, let's see. No, I don't. I have to. Anyway, somebody's sending me texts. But I just find it interesting that with all of this information that's out there and the fact that most of America is woke and knows they're lying, that they continue to spread this kind of garbage like it's free. I don't know. I just don't know. But I tell you what, let's cue the bump music, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson? Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Democrats, or as I call them now, communists. As a general rule, they want to limit yours and my access to guns. They may give you all kinds of justification, but the truth is that almost all of them want to limit what kind of guns you can buy to some extent. They would have the average American believe that they're all about responsibility and that guns in private hands are the real problem. Well, sometimes art doesn't imitate life. Art, I don't even know if I would call it art anyway, but it looks like the real issue here is that it's really guns in the communists, Democrats' private hands. Veteran Democratic fundraiser Matthew Lieberman has been charged with multiple felony gun crimes after allegedly firing a handgun and shouting racial slurs at eyewitnesses at two businesses this past Tuesday. According to court documents, Lieberman reportedly pointed a handgun at someone at the Amoco gas station on Skinker Boulevard and Highway 40, which is off of Interstate 64, while using racial epithets. He then allegedly fired multiple shots at the building from his car. Court documents investigators said surveillance footage showed Lieberman with a gun and bullet casings at the scene matched the make and model of bullet casings found in his car. In a separate incident at the Jack in the Box on Hampton Avenue, Lieberman became irate, shouting racial epithets at multiple people performing maintenance work on the restaurant, according to court documents. He discharged a gun multiple times from a Mercedes sedan, the documents say. Now, does it make sense when I tell you that the reason I don't want to be controlled by these people is they cannot control themselves? no matter which gun we're talking about, they can't keep it hidden. Sorry, I just couldn't resist that. Drawing a weapon is like violence. Violence is the last resort of a gunfighter. A gunfighter doesn't want to be in a gunfight, but a gunfighter trains to be in gunfights. A gunfighter does not look out there, and if you're having a disagreement with somebody, go to guns in a fit of anger. Gunfighters are, sometimes it's a struggle. I mean, I've been in that struggle before. Sometimes it's a struggle to not give in, and then you sort of want to go and, do what you do. But in the end, you can't. You simply cannot do it. Lieberman was arrested on Wednesday and is charged with unlawful use of a weapon and armed criminal action charges. But because he acted like a racist schmuck and started yelling racial slurs, he gets what they're terming a hate crime enhancement. Now, see, I just happen to love it when the communists get hoisted up on their own proverbial petard there. And this may explain why so many leftists think ordinary Americans can't be trusted with firearms. When you look at what they do, most of the time what they're doing is projecting. When they're out there telling us we're misogynists or that there's a war on women, they're telling us what they're doing. When they're out there telling us that we can't be trusted with guns, well, you know, that's pretty much what they're saying about themselves. And they know that many of their friends can't be trusted with firearms, and since they're so much better than ordinary Americans because they hold all the right opinions, how can the average Joe possibly be trusted? The thing is, 99.999999% of all Americans look at the antics Lieberman allegedly pulled and shake their head in disgust. If I pull my weapon out, if I'm out in the street, and I'm walking around, and I find it necessary to pull out my weapon, I'm going to be having a bad day. And I mean, it doesn't get any better if I'm successful. It doesn't. Shooting somebody is not one of those things that you just do and then bounce back from it. It will stay with you for the rest of your days. Especially in a civilian setting, because it's just not something that happens around here. It's not like having a car, you know, an automobile accident or something, because we see those all the time. Shooting's not so much. No matter what they may say about it, shooting is actually, being shot is actually a very rare occurrence in the United States. When you look at our population and when you look at how many guns are in the United States, it's a ultra hyper rare occurrence. You and I, we all know that unless Mr. Lieberman was in legitimate fear of his life, there was no reason to pull that gun. And we know that being approached by a minority doesn't constitute being in fear of losing your life by any stretch of the imagination. I cannot honestly tell you that I've ever been out in the street, out in the wild. I have never sat back and said, well, that minority there is making me nervous. I mean, I just look at them as people, you know. Like today, I was at Starbucks. I don't know why I was at this particular one because they're so bad. But I was at Starbucks and I was waiting on my beverage to come. And then when they gave me the beverage, they didn't give me the little sleeve that protects my dainty little hand from burning on the cup. So this young lady hands me the two sleeves that I needed. And I thanked her for it, and she smiled, and she told me I was welcome. And guess what? She was a minority. And I wasn't nice to her because she was a minority. I was nice to her because she was polite. I did unto others. Now, Lieberman, assuming he actually did those things, of course, may have some mental health issues. Either that or he's the racist that the left has been looking for. It'll be interesting to see who all he raised money for, and most importantly, it'll be interesting to see if the communists the Democrats he raised funds for will do anything about that money. Or if they'll do anything for him. After all, if anyone on the right were on that in that boat, the media would be all over them to either donate the money or return it or something. But they usually get to play by a different set of rules, and it just seems that their set of rules doesn't keep them from being arrested for a firearm-related felony and a hate crime enhancement. Who'd have thunk it? Pulling your weapon is not something any of us should ever seek to do. Ever. I don't care what the guy's done to you. I don't care if he has stuck a knife in your... Well, let me think about that for a minute. Okay, maybe if you've been knifed, if you have been shot, okay, I can see you maybe the mindset changing. I know mine would. At that point, things change, and we're going from self-defense into a combat situation for the other guy. At least the way I'm going to regard him anyway. Am I saying anyway too much? I need to make a tote board, I guess. But, anyway, what I'm saying is that the last thing you do is draw that weapon. And Mr. Lieberman, that was the first thing he did. And he did it in anger, and he did it over nothing. One thing I need to find out about Mr. Lieberman, and I haven't seen this anywhere. I hear the street that he's on. I want to know what state he was in. I want to know if he had a concealed carry permit, if it's in a state that is a shall issue state, and if it is not a shall issue state. I want to know if it's like New Jersey or New York or something like that. And then I want to know if he had that gun legally. Yeah, because you and I do that. And then I want to find out how many people he committed a felony by muzzling them or by presenting, as I would say, by brandishing. And I hope, Mr. Lieberman, that you get the same thing that I would expect to get if I did that, which is the book thrown at you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Coming from the desk of David Kodrew, I agree with him on this. And as a matter of fact, I vociferously agree with him on this. Not too long ago, Snoop Dogg made a video where he has somebody, or he himself is shooting a representation of Donald Trump. Now, he's got a video coming out where he's coming up on a body in a body bag with a toe tag on it saying Trump. This is the presumed cover of his new Make American Crip Again album. Features a flag-draped corpse with a Trump toe tag. It's a parody of sorts of Ice Cube's 1991 Death Certificate album cover, where the tag reads Uncle Sam. It's always nice to see the hate-filled grievances directed at the society that enables people who are essentially lottery winners to become multimillionaire celebrities, just so we can see how badly they've been held down and oppressed. But at least the original cover is more honest at identifying the accused source of these grievances. And in Snoop's case, it's impossible to separate his sentiments toward Trump about how he feels about supporters of Trump's political agenda. It's also interesting that his alternative to the type of society he envisions is one where ultra-violent criminal street gangs dominate. Especially since he made great hay about becoming an advocate of common sense gun safety laws, doing so far as to lead an effort to advise investors to steer clear of gun stocks. And that was not good investment advice. And then there's Snoop's problematic and supposedly in the past personal conduct. You see, since he achieved fame, he has had a number of brushes with the law. In 1990, he was convicted of cocaine possession. 3 years later, he pled guilty for gun possession. He was also tried and acquitted of murder charges in 1996. The case involved the killing of an alleged gang member who was shot by someone in the vehicle Snoop was riding in. In 2005, he was sued for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman at the taping of the Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2003. He made legal news again in 2006. He and his posse were taken in custody at a London airport in April after the group got into a fight at the terminal. Then he was arrested later that year at the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California, after officers found marijuana and a gun in his vehicle. In 2007, the Australian Department of Immigration and Citizenship, citing his prior criminal convictions, banned him from entering the country and appearing at the MTV Australia Video Music Awards. Still, being a gun hypocrite isn't enough to get someone blacklisted from the entertainment field these days, as that appellation can pretty much apply to most, particularly the more influential celebrity anti-gunners who employ the armed bodyguards. But there is one accusation that is so toxic right now and has the elites running for the hills and praying they're that the next one out, and that is sexual abuse. So, let's talk about Snoop's role in his Girls Gone Wild doggy style video. When he was doing the important work of luring underage girls with drugs, settled out of court for undisclosed terms, to behave like drunk, stoned exhibitionist sluts for Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis, himself convicted of falsely imprisoning and assaulting women, grabbing one by her hair and throat and slamming her head into the floor. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Snoop should be able to do whatever he wants to do and say whatever he wants to say. I put the uniform on for the dude and along with the rest of the country, and I did my part to make sure that was guaranteed. I made sure that I did my part to make sure that guarantee was upheld. What he doesn't have the right to do, however, is, he doesn't have the right to commit crime. He has managed to commit a few crimes and not do any time for them. And that probably has a lot to do with being who he is. Sort of like Harvey Weinstein. Except now, being who you are is not enough, it seems. Now, I myself have no axe to grind with anybody who is a music maker and sings anything good, bad, or indifferent. Some of the music that I listen to, a lot of you would look at me in a whole different way if you looked at my playlist. And that's simply because I have been exposed to a lot of different things over my time. Over my time. Who remembers Andrea True? Somebody looked that up. That's when I started liking music that was a little different. So, musicians, I don't pay them any attention, but here's the problem when you do something and it's out there and it's a representation of Trump. Trump represents me and you if you voted for him. He definitely represents me because I voted for him. I admit that freely and clearly. Any Antifa, MS-13, Black Lives Matter, any of you that want to take up that matter with me, okay. I don't know why I threw MS-13 in there. I don't know. I'm falling for that Kool-Aid part. They're just in it for the drugs. They're in it for the criminal enterprise, not like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. I'm sorry, MS-13. I didn't mean to do that to you. If that's an issue, I mean, I admit it freely and cleanly that I did it. And I don't know exactly what you should or could do about it, to be honest with you. But that's all beside the point. If we finally found that breaking point for these progressives, if we give them enough time, they're all going to come. All of it's going to come to fruition. Alec Baldwin got out there today and said, "I have mistreated women badly." What a shocker, Alec. Starting with your daughter, who hasn't heard that conversation or that recorded conversation or that voicemail or whatever it was he left for his daughter. His daughter. Give them time. They're all going to hang themselves because they're all guilty of it. This is what happens when you get out there and say, "I don't believe in anything. There is no spirituality. There is no God. Everything is okay. Everything is doable. You are free to be whatever you want to be." And that includes, if you want to be something like, I don't know,
pedophilia, woman abuser, sexual predator, all that stuff. You can be all those things. All of those things. Except when you're out there wagging your finger at the rest of the world, trying to be the moral compass. There is no world where that's okay. No matter how much you guys have tried to make it so. That's just a fact. It's just a fact. So, you know, the fact that Snoop Dogg has been out here, and David did a little research on him because he's out there doing this stuff of representing killing Trump. I get that, and I like that David did that, but this is one of many. This is one of many. All of them out there think that it's okay to hurt us because we voted for Trump. They think it's what we deserve. All of them out there think that we're white, bigoted, you know, white supremacists, misogynists, xenophobic, all this other stuff. They think we're all of these things. I'm good with it. It's fine. They can say and do whatever they want to say and do. They're going to anyway. But for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. That's the problem. I find it interesting that all of these people are out there either turning on Trump or turning on guns when their little proclivities come to light. I think that's just hilarious. It makes me giggle, and I like giggling. I think I'm going to go take a moment and have a few giggles here and there. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.